As the debate over immigration simmers around the world, we're taking a deep dive into Sweden today, a country that once welcomed more refugees per head than any other EU nation. As the crisis in Syria forced people to flee, Sweden became a prime destination. The Nordic nation has long seen its high tax model as a benefit, but in a country of just 10 million people, signs of strain are starting to show. We asked some in the Swedish town of Malmö, which has seen the biggest influx of migrants, what they think about the immigration debate.
Much of the money that we pay in taxes, we give back to people who need it. So there will not be so high differences between poor and rich people. I don't want my son to grow up and see that because of where you come from, you won't be able to do certain things in your life.
If you take too many in the same time, it's hard to take care of everybody. We are a small country. Maybe some don't want to learn the language or get into the Swedish life, if you see. Because you have to do your best to learn, not just get everything for free and get money free and just don't try.
America is made by immigrants, but here the Swedish people are, it's their original place. They have been here from 100 or 1,000 years. And even people want to call them Swedes. Even I do, but people will like stare at me like, no, you don't look Swede. You are not Swede.
So how can the country relieve that strain? Carl Mellon is head of research at the Swedish think tank Futuron in Stockholm.
Sweden accepted a very large number of people in the short term. And even if you have good system, it's very hard for schools to get housing, some small townships and so had to take care of very many people in a short term. And then, of course, it's very hard to get people into the labor market and so on.
Okay, so is there something the government needs to do or can do to help solve the problem?
Yeah, I think it's important to help smaller towns that really doesn't have the ability to get the systems in order when it comes to housing, schools and so on. There is also some parts of the big cities with a lot of migrants and some social problems where you really need to help.
So if we look at the attitudes of people in Sweden, for example, has the current situation made people more selfish?
I wouldn't say so, but I think when it comes to solidarity, Sweden is one of the most equal systems in the world, and we have a system where people always have been quite open to pay relatively high taxes to get a good welfare system for everyone, where you pay what you can and you get what you need. And the problem when it comes to migration is that if you see that there's people coming who don't really pay their dues but still get the benefits, people become more negative.
So with all the complexities surrounding this issue, then, do you think this Nordic model will last?
Yeah, I think so. I can't really see that there is a better system. And I think the Nordic model has a lot of strength. Sweden took in a lot of refugees in the early 90s as well from the civil war in Yugoslavia. And now, 20 years later, it's mostly a success story. So I would say the Nordic model needs to handle this refugee crisis in the short run. But in the long run, I think if we handle the situation well, it can turn into a strength for Sweden.